I haven't seen one. I'm not a movie guy. If it wasn't for airplanes, I don't think I would see movies. I kind of hate so-called crime movies because they really depict violence in such a way that is absurd. When I ran the prison, we had a lot of guys in there that committed pretty horrific physical acts. Here's one of the exercises we did with them. We gave them three identical white balls. Okay? And we'd say, pick one. They'd pick it, and we'd say, hit it. One was the consistency like rubber, one was hard like concrete, and one was eggshell. After they all went through the exercise with different results, what we said is, listen to me, that's human skulls. You hit somebody in the head with a tire iron, one guy turns around and goes, huh? One guy gets knocked out, which is what you all fantasize happens from the movies, and one guy dies. And some of you are actually here because you believed you could take a blunt object, hit a human being in the head, and knock him unconscious. I mean, I sort of hate the way movies depict violence. Do you ever actually, I don't want to inquire into anybody's personal life. Has anybody ever been around when guns have been fired? It's not a rush, is it? It doesn't excite you, does it? No. First of all, you're deaf.
It's terrifying.
When there's gunfire going around, the first thing that happens is you go deaf. The idea that people can count shots? I met so many kids who think guns are Bic lighters. You know, throw them away. I mean, even reloading them is beyond their capacity. I really don't like crime movies. I don't get them. They don't resonate at all with me. They kind of turn me off. Virtually everything about the way it's depicted is wrong, and I don't care about its accuracy. I care about its effect. There's all kinds of people walking around that believe you can shoot somebody several times and they'll be fine. There's people who think you can crash cars into walls and walk away looking for clues. The person who needs to look for clues, obviously, is the guy who wrote this. Not for me. But I accept, I mean, what Hollywood said to me, because originally I didn't want to do this, and what they said to me, sadly, was true. More people will see the worst flop in the history of movies than will read the biggest bestseller in the history of books. And so if you're all about this message that you say you are, even if 0.1% of everybody who sees a crappy movie gets a little piece of it, you're ahead. And it actually didn't make sense to me. But I don't, no one's going to give me, you know, $50 million and say, go direct a movie. Especially because it's their prevalent belief that nobody would want to watch such a movie.